going to talk a little bit about what we've seen, and this is based on the South African experiences. It starts off relatively slowly. The symptoms are fairly mild, and the birds will die off. Not anything too strange. All of a sudden, you hit an explosion of mortality. One of the first farms, it was the second farm in South Africa to go. The consulting vet there gave us some good information on that one. We closed environment, commercial layer house. 40,000 birds in the house. On the Wednesday morning, there were 300 dead chickens. By Saturday afternoon, the whole house was dead. It was phenomenal. It went like 300, they were up to 1,000 by the Wednesday afternoon. On Friday morning, they were sitting at 15,000, and they were at 38,000 dead by Saturday afternoon. It explodes on you, and it needs to get to a critical level. Now, here are some pictures. I must admit, no one in our practice had the misfortune to experience an outbreak firsthand. None of our clients were affected, so I'm relying a lot on pictures from colleagues that had farms that were affected. These were from one of my colleagues. Now what happened here started relatively slowly. You'll see there's one row of chickens on the top, which was almost, they're all still there. Everything's dying below them. And they saw a distinct pattern of direct contact, which is one of the ways this spreads. So the chickens below that were getting little bits of droppings coming through, okay, the cages, that were picking up the disease. And it was also spreading along the cages sideways. And what they tried to do, because nobody wants to kill all their chickens, and the government can't, or in South Africa anyway, cannot tell them to kill their chickens, but they were trying to kill the birds ahead as they went. They were trying to contain it. Eventually, it just got away from them. They couldn't do it anymore. And this is the result. Everything's empty. Everything is dead. Everything is in plastic packets. I wanted a photo that could really shock you of thousands of dead chickens. Unfortunately, as soon as something like this happens, nobody's allowed to take pictures. So this is the best I've got. But ladies and gentlemen, if there's one thing I can impress on you, it is your whole farm will go. It is not something to be played with. Okay. The problem with this is that because we're trying to keep up ahead, we end up building lots of virus in one place. Okay. So it's a very tricky thing. The scientific responsible thing is, I must kill all my chickens before I can make too much virus to save my neighbor. But we're all in this for business, aren't we? So nobody wants to just go in and kill all of their stock.